Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Could I call me? Hi, freaks.
Good evening. Oh wait, Snooki is knee deep in a Mickey Mouse margarita right now.
Oh my god. So I am in Disney and I am so excited because I have a crazy week. I'm literally staying here for 11 days. So I'm here for Giovanna's cheer competition. So that ends on Monday. And then my entire family is coming. Jana, Chanel, because we do our annual Disney vacation. And yeah, so they're coming Monday. And then we stay here until Saturday. So my new residence is Walt Disney World. Thank you.
She's going to be doing a meet and greet book signing at the Cinderella's Castle on Thursday.
Yes, you guys can meet me. I'll be with Goofy. No, but everyone wish Giovanna luck. This is her last competition.
God.
And she's going to kill it. And I love her so much. And yeah, this is it. So everyone wish her luck. Even if she comes like top three, she'll be top three in the world because her division is crazy. She's going against like all these amazing freaking teams. So if she comes in, top three, I'm going to be so freaking proud.
Does she get obnoxiously large trophies that she has to hide in the house somewhere?
No. So the gym keeps the trophies.
Oh, thank God. I mean, it's like I was going to go into a girl's rooms, like, you know, it's fine. But like back in the 80s, like it was like that's like what everyone and their mother had in their house and like took over the fucking house.
Oh, that was my room because I did gymnastics.
Yeah, but then like, you know, Gianni's mother's house was probably fucking covered with all the statues of wrestling statues. It's like, I'm glad that it's not overdue anymore. We're wasting too much precious metals.
Well, yeah, so she only gets the medals, which is nice, but it's the end of an era. She did amazing this year, and I'm just so proud of her. So I'm in Disney. If you guys are in Disney and you see me, say hi, buy me a drink.
Wait, I thought of a business idea for Sissy.
You what?
I just thought of a business for her.
Oh, do tell.
Create her own line of cheer bows.
Oh, bitch, I already did that.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah, I did it a while ago.
Oh, did it flop, mama?
She definitely sold out, but I mean, I had to like do all the work, and I don't have time for that.
Oh.
Well, mama, don't got time for that. I'm a viral sensation.
I know. Who knew? I got 5 million views on my picture, on my photograph.
I know you used me for followers.
I know. No, I didn't get any new followers, but I got the views up. But yeah, Snooki and I, we were trying. So I'm glad because we were last week's podcast. We were trying to explain the leverage. I mean, the actual sheer craziness of what was going on. And I was like, what? This must be a message from the Lord, because it fell right into our hands. Exactly the video we needed explaining what happened of that treacherous fall.
Somebody got the footage.
And I thought. We cannot stop watching that video. It's the funniest thing because your face, you're so happy and we were having such a good time. And then all of a sudden you just leave. You're like, oh, bye, girl. It's just classic Snooki. But yeah, that's what happened. And I think the only reason you don't split your head open with blood is because you're a high pony.
Yeah, what the hell?
Like, how are you?
I definitely landed on my back because my back hurt so bad the next day. And I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, did I fall off the stage? Because I remember like Dina dancing on the stage. I was like, did I go up? And I like fell like 3 stories down, like something happened to my back, and everyone was like, no, you were fine. Fucking lies. Everyone lied to me. So yeah, if you guys didn't see the video, Joey posted it on his Instagram. Some amazing girl took it, and it's literally trending on TikTok, and all the drunk like accounts are posting it.
Everyone is pop.
Look at this drunk mess.
Picked it up. Barstool Sports, E News, like everyone's picking it up. It's
yeah, like who knew? The way to go viral is to just fucking be a drunken mess.
Well, I said, what a great season teaser. I was with the executives this week, and I was saying, I was like, what a great season teaser. I'm hoping that production got it because, you know, we have that. I'm tuning into that show. That's the equivalent. It's like the happy equivalent of when you got punched. It's like everyone wants to tune in to see, but thank God you're okay this time.
Well, yeah, it's going to take 2 years to air, but yeah,
it won't be in your mind,
you guys.
It'll be out next. Wait, Christmas is coming up soon. Are you excited? Should we put our trees up this weekend?
Oh my god, Christmas is so soon. It's almost
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
We're such freaks. But I literally want to put my tree up.
I know, I love Christmas. Okay, wait. So I wanted to talk to you about The Last of Us, I finally watched it.
Oh my God, you bitch.
And the only reason why I decided to watch it was because Jenny, remember when we worked together?
Yeah, she ruined it.
Yeah, she ruined it. She said who died. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Jenny told me who died.
Okay, who died? Tell everyone. Spoiler alert!
What's his name again? Joel. Joel died. And then Jenny was like, well, you should have known it was a video game. Bitch, I don't fucking play video games.
It'll be Tetris 2.0.
What am I? A fucking gamer? Like, okay. I don't play the video game.
No.
And then, obviously, social media, like, oh, everybody's posts were, like, talking about it when it did release. So I finally watched it. And I'm actually glad that I knew about the spoiler because that would have ruined my week. I would have went into a mental breakdown. Like, what the fuck is happening? So I'm kind of glad that it got spoiled for me because I was, like, expecting it. But, oh, my God, it was so violent the way he died. Yeah. Like, are you kidding? Like, bitch, relax.
I hate
he was
that
trying to save
bitch.
His daughter. Like, I calm down. Like, why does she think she's so hard? Calm the fuck down.
Exactly. It's like you're fucking 15 and you look like you eat oatmeal for a living, you fucking nerd.
Act oh, I hate her.
Shit, you fucking nobody, bitch. I hate
loser,
her.
I hope you die. I hope
you
know
what I mean?
Kill
her. Ugly fucking bitch. Her. I hope, like, and like, it's like, in what like, right mind, all those fucking liberal pussies all sitting around, you know, like Tetris nerd, not Tetris, I used that joke. Like fucking Dungeons and Dragons fucking nerds. It's like, you're not fucking hard. Relax. Just because you have a fucking a shiv and a gun, bitch. I can't wait for revenge because her Ellie and her dyke girlfriend got on a horse and they're headed to Seattle to find that fuck and beat the shit out of her.
All right. So I didn't finish the last episode.
Oh, well, that's no.
But I figured that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And what a bitch. I hope she saws their heads off and they feel everything.
Yeah. I want to see. I want it to be a slow death. Okay. So with that being
said,
this next episode, you're going to watch. I told you they're on the way there, but you're going to notice if someone watched the show, I also bring it up. They take a horse to go like all the way across the world. And then they're like in the middle of the night, it's pouring rain. They're in a tent, like pouring thunderstorm rain. The fucking horse
pouring.
Is by himself. And these two dykes are shacked up together, scissoring. It's like, you left the fucking poor horse outside. Like, at least let us put his head in the house.
It's happening.
Wait, so literally, that's what I always think about the horses or, like, any type of animal in apocalypse videos. I'm like, I'd rather the human get eaten than the fucking horse. Like, I hate when horses die in apocalypse movies. So, the last episode, when they put the horses in the shed and it was, like, freezing out, I'm like, build them a fucking fire and let them eat the hay and give them a blankie. Like, they just drove your ass fucking miles. Give them
hot cocoa in their bowl. Put hot cocoa in the bowl.
Literally. Give them a fucking Pinot Grigio. Like, what are you doing?
And a blanket. They're chilly. Wait, so back to things. So I was like, there's no way there could just be, I mean, I don't know what the outcome is, but there's no way he can just be fucking dead. So I think it's going to happen is, because she went to his grave, so he was definitely buried. I think he's going to come out of the bushes, come out of the ground like an animal or like a zombie or something. And then
no, I think he's dead.
He's just never coming home?
Oh, you think she's going to cure him?
She's going to use her juice and like squeeze her juice out on him and like fix him.
Yeah, but he already died before he was infected.
What, he never got infected, did he?
No, he was just dead.
She can't fix him then.
I don't think she can fix him with her powers, no.
Oh.
I mean, that would be so nice and cozy.
I think she should still try to squirt something on him and see if it works.
Yeah, I would literally pour my blood.
Blood or maybe some, like, or something.
Yeah, I would put my blood in his mouth and, like, have him swallow.
Yeah. She should dig him up anyway and just see what happens. I'm upset about that. Wiggles, please stop. Mommy's working. He's so cute. Today, I missed him so much. When you get home from a long trip, somewhere I was away, I was in Nashville or Talladega. That was last weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was your Talladega?
It was fine. It was in Alabama. It's like very interesting, I'll say to say the least. But, you know, it's another NASCAR. NASCAR's always fun. I was there with Chili's. Love Chili's. I'll tell you that much. They
I can't believe you work with Chili's. That's my favorite chain restaurant.
I know. They would love to work with you. Why don't we do a collab together? We can make a Could I Come In Cooler margarita and go. And
tell
go
them.
Would you do it with me? I'll call them.
Yeah, but Entrenay needs to talk to them.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
I have to loop my agent in then.
Yes, we need our agents to talk here.
To talk. But yeah, Chili's, if you're listening, I'm sure they listen to the program. We want to have I would like to make my own triple dipper. What's your, have you ever had the triple dipper?
Yes, it's so freaking good.
So you can pick your own. So I like the mozzarella sticks, the potato skins, and the chicken wings.
If I were to make my own, mine would be
Red
Their
pickles?
cheese fries.
Ooh.
So it would be the cheese fries with extra cheese, cider ranch with fried pickles. With fried pickles, and then I have to choose something else.
Chicken nuggets.
No.
Tater tots? Nothing. Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks or coconut shrimp.
Oh, wow.
Boom, boom, hire me now. Call me.
And I went to their house the other day and they had these burgers. It's fucking good. If you haven't been to Chili's, and not just because I work with them, it's fucking good. And you're eating, is that eating good in the neighborhood? Well, baby back, baby back,
No,
baby
I
back.
don't think so.
I'm getting all confused now. But yeah, I'm there with Chili's. I rode a mechanical margarita shaker there.
Didn't
The
you?
races are fine, but it's like so fucking loud. Thank God I was in the little house, the little like a suite. But are you like on like walking around the races? Like even if you're like fucking a mile away, it is still the most shaken to your core loudest thing you can ever experience. And I think it's
Yeah.
definitely a southern thing. Like growing up here, like it's not up north. We don't have anything like that. That we do. I guess just like maybe go to see football games, but the South is all about NASCAR. It's like bigger than the Super Bowl. So I basically was at the Super Bowl of car driving.
Wait, so that festival you went to, there was like where the DJ was playing, there was
Stuff.
two people there.
You know, I was sitting there in the golf cart, like, what is going on? It was early on in the day. But yeah, Alion, thank you for having me. I'll go back. I mean, I don't think I'll go back to Talladega, Alabama, but I'm going to go like to the nice parts like Birmingham and Huntsville and all the other Alabama slammers.
Oh, you know what I really loved about your trip?
What?
Your five-star, beautiful hotel.
I know. They really hit out all the stops. We were in a strip mall, Holiday Inn Express, right in the Walmart parking lot. But it's like, you know, there's nothing around there. That's the high life living. Everything else is like an hour away. Birmingham's like an hour and a half away, and I wasn't commuting every day like an asshole. But you know, sometimes you gotta take him back down to simpler times. We can't be the I'm not we can't everything can't be the Ritz-Carlton.
No, yeah, I thought it was cozy. I would be cozy in there, I feel. Because I feel like at the end of the day, like we're not like that bougie. I mean, obviously, if we could choose, like we would get like a nice room because we appreciate it. But I mean,
Room service is always nice though.
we haven't always been rich.
I love room service though. They didn't have that, so I had to order
Like, you just order DoorDash.
Yeah, true that. Look, can you stop biting me?
I was freaking out because I'm in Disney and I'm literally here for like 10 days. So I was like having panic attacks, like I was leaving a child behind. My mom has Rocky. I'm not gonna see Rocky for 10 days. So when my mom came to pick Rocky up, bitch, the way I sobbed on the grass, like I was so I like gave Rocky kisses and I was like hysterical all night, like sleeping with him. Like I couldn't deal. Like I feel like I'm leaving Angela behind. Like he is my baby. And I had to calm myself down, like Nicole, he's just an animal, he's your dog. And I'm like, but no, he's my baby. He's not a dog, he's
No,
my
I
baby.
know.
Oh, I
Are
can't.
dogs
So,
allowed in
mommy,
Disney?
yeah, but they have to be service dogs, and it's too much. Like, I wouldn't be able.
Yeah.
I have too many kids. I can't like put a dog on top of that.
No, I know.
So, mommy ended up taking Rocky, and Rocky loves it there. Like, my mom spoils him, and Rocky has the best time. Like, all the land to run around. Like, he loves
Yes.
it there, and he's not even gonna like realize. But I gave him my sweatshirt that smells like me, so he can like be cozy and like lay with it.
Right.
But when mommy was driving away, I was watching the car drive away.
Yeah.
Joey, I fell to my knees in the grass, was
Wait,
sobbing.
did he look out the window? I would have killed myself.
Yeah. He stuck his
Absolutely
head out the
not.
window and he went,
No.
I want to die.
Can you climb in my body, please?
So you literally like Rocky climb in my belly button.
When I got
I'm
home
so annoying.
from Alabama, I wanted to put his whole on the way home, all I was thinking about was putting his whole face in my mouth. I just wanted to get his beak in my I wanted to swallow it.
Oh yeah, did you eat them?
Yes. Yeah, it was, and he got too excited when he got home because it's been forever. But it's like,
Oh yeah, what did Wiggles do when he saw you? Did he like pee and jump around? Because
yes,
Rocky does backflips.
he wiles out, and but he can't catch his breath because he's too overwhelmed.
It's happening.
But I started to have to like keep him home. But he gets like, you know, when you're crying so hard that you're silent, that's he gets so excited.
Yes.
He gets silent because he can't handle the excitement of a mother coming home. Ooh.
I can't deal.
He's stepping on things and he's humping. I have to get him fixed.
Oh, we've said this every podcast.
I know, but I feel like how far in advance do you have to make an appointment?
Well, it depends on the vet. You got to call them. Yeah, so I miss Rocky. I'm in Disney and I'm not going to see him till Saturday. So everyone just pray for my well-being because I'm not well.
What's the day to day like at the Disney thing? Are you wake up at 5 a.m. and you're fucking already in the blazing hot sun, standing in a line to get on a ride?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh.
I know, but I love it. The kids love it. Like, I love Disney. Like,
You go
if
on the
I could move to
rides?
Disney, I would move to Disney.
Do you go on the rides?
Yes, bitch. I love all the rides. And I feel like my kids now, they're old enough to where they can go on the rides too. Because, like all the big rides, they weren't tall enough. And I
So there's
just felt
adult
like
rides
Disney
too
could
and
really
kids
enjoy
rides.
it. Yeah, there's everything.
There's things for like tiny babies too that they can just like go on and be like zooping around.
Oh my God, you need to go to Disney. What a
I haven't been
sin.
since I was a child, since I was a girl.
Yeah, you need to go.
I remember I was only there once and then
It's a magical place.
Leah just she's just fucking there. She should just become Mickey Mouse by now.
I know. I was
It's
talking to her.
Daffy Duck or some shit.
She said it was so hot. So it's definitely hot here. I brought like a million fans, and the one neck fan that I bought, it literally goes like 1,000 speed, and it sprays water. So I'm not like dying in the parks because this bitch hates the sweat. So
No.
the weather is like a little too hot and humid, but I love it here. I love Disney.
And do your kids like nag for like a $20 Slurpee and like or like a soda like a little a cup with sprinkles on or some fucking shit for $1 million?
Oh my God, yes. And I'm buying it for them anyway because
Oh my
I
God,
want
that's
it.
how they get you. I mean that when I tell you, no one realizes like you're thinking oh Disney's like like a family thing. It is that is a fucking a formula they figured out. Sucker people because they got you all by the fucking balls. That first of all, tickets, no one even knows how much a ticket is to go there. To go there for the day, it's like $300 for one kid.
Oh yeah, easily.
Day, right?
Yeah, for a pass.
But that so how much is that you so you buy the week pass for on those little bracelets, how much is that each kid?
No, I think it's like 300 a kid. It's 300 a person.
Per day?
No, it's for a pass. So your pass, our passes, we can use more than once. But it's not cheap and it keeps going up.
Oh my God. And then you have to pay for each ride separately or it's included in your bracelet?
Some's included, but some you have to pay like extra money for so you can get on the fast pass.
Oh, that's how they get you. It's like if you don't want commercials on your show, you have to fucking pay them.
Well, nobody wants to wait in that big ass fucking line.
Yeah, I wouldn't
So
want.
I definitely spend the most. But it's worth it. I mean, for us, like we don't spend all day in the parks. Like we get there early, right when it opens, and by like 11:30, 12, we're leaving because we did everything, and then we're by the pool all day. Like I'm not trying to be in the parks
That's
all
what
freaking day. That's exhausting.
and is the pool like and even though it's screaming children everywhere, is there a sense of like chicness and like luxury to it? Like are you like getting are there waitresses that can bring you like cold drinks?
Yes, but.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, so by the time I get to the pool, I am ordering a vodka lemonade,
Yes.
and sometimes I get it frozen, and ugh, it's just my idol.
There's
I'm
that
dying.
thing. I'm so happy you said the lemonade. What a fucking refreshing thing. I'm laying on my bed right now, nude from the waist down because I just took a shit, and now my pants. I've never put my underwear back on. I have a t-shirt on and Wiggles is humping my arm, but I'm closing my eyes, pretending I am poolside right now. I have frozen lemonade, and I also ordered a Caesar salad with shrimp, with grilled shrimp,
Ooh.
and I'm gonna order a side of French fries.
Well, I feel like you can actually like go somewhere by the pool and do that because isn't it like really warm in the city right now?
I could do that, but I'm not going to be like, I'm pretending I am doing that right now. But yeah, we can do that. Tomorrow, I'm having a dinner. We're having a double date dinner.
Who?
My best friends from childhood, Nick and Kara, are coming into the Big Apple. And because they have a new au pair, we're going to have dinner. Me, Bae, Nick, Kara, and
Why are you stealing my friends? I just don't.
Lauren D'Amelio and her husband.
I don't understand why you're stealing all my friends.
I know. Do you want to come? Oh, you can't come.
I'm in Disney,
Oh,
bitch.
that's right. Yeah, we're going to my
I'm
favorite
in
restaurant.
Disney.
We're going to our favorite restaurant, Jeans. It's my favorite. It's the best. The Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid and Madonna, Zoe Kravitz, and like Dede Burr, and
What's Donna?
they're all there all the time. Bieber and like Hailey Bieber shakes and all that. We'll stop humping. So
Very nice.
we're doing that. But and then this weekend, if it's nice, yeah, I'm ready to get out on the town. You gotta come to my boat party, my boat restaurant I go to. Do you remember when I'm on that boat with me and Bae?
Oh my God, that looks so fun. Is
Come.
that
It's
called
so
Leave or is that
No, it
the
doesn't. It just sits
restaurant?
there. It just sits there. It's like a restaurant.
Cute.
But
Where is that?
it's in the city. It's called Grand Banks. It's on Pier something. It's like on the West Side Highway.
I feel like
Overlay.
I've been over there before.
Would you come with me? It's a perfect girls' day. Like next time we can do a quick bite.
Yeah, man.
Wait, how was your girls? You had all the girls over your house, you slutty slut.
Yeah, so I had a girls' night. Joey would have been there if he wasn't traveling and being annoying.
Traveling.
But I had a girls' night. We went to Luco's, and so freaking good. I got the bolognese. Delicious. Their margaritas were so freaking good. So we did an early dinner. Our dinner was like 5 o'clock because I wanted everyone to come over and like relax and like hang. So we did dinner at Luco at 5 o'clock. And then we left at like 7:30 and then just came back to the house and we drank Surfsides. I didn't open a glass of wine, bitch. We were drinking Surfsides and vodka and Capri Sun.
Oh, yeah, that's just when the summer's hitting, when you're drinking them canned cocktails.
So yeah, so we didn't do any wine, and honestly, I didn't want to do wine because I didn't want to feel like shit the next day. Like, I had stuff to do, and I feel like if I have wine, I just feel like ass the next day, and my head, and I have agita. I just hate it. So I was like, let's just stick to the vodka. So yeah, the girl slept over, and Opal left at like 2:30. So it wasn't like a late night. Like I fell asleep at like 3.
That's what the best is getting wasted in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
I went to some work event, some like weed event. Like last weekend.
Angie.
But it was like it started at 6 o'clock, but like we were in bed like by 10:30, which is perfect.
Yeah, that's what I want to do now. So our next get together, we said obviously we need you there. And we'll probably go to the city. And then we're trying to plan our winery tour too for the fall. Because you know it, it's gonna be fall and it's gonna be
bus. We have to get that bus that you said.
Yes.
Oh, how
yes. Nice. We have a lot of things to plan, but
It's happening.
It's gonna be a juicy for me this weekend. Everyone's
see our live show. Come see our live show October 3rd at the MGM in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's like a year away.
Yeah. we are hitting the road though, ladies. We're gonna do a small chore.
Are we? Where are we going?
I don't know. Aren't we?
I don't know.
See the fans.
We should go out and see the fans.
Let's do a different aspect.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We should do a wine tasting.
Ew.
Are you going to see the Beyonce concert?
No, but thank you, Beyonce, anyway.
Did you see that she kicked off her tour and she's getting a lot of backlash?
Wait, why?
Her daughters are Blue Ivy is the star of the show. She has her own dance breakdowns and she's like the front and center. She's like in front of Beyonce and all the things. Like she's the star of the show.
Why is everyone mad at that though?
Not I would
too
mad.
If I was a performer, I would have Gigi all up in my ass.
No, and she's doing the moves better than
Beyonce.
Better than Beyonce. Beyonce just like smiling and looking at her, and I'm seeing a lot of emotion in Beyonce this tour. She's breaking character and singing because. So then she brought her daughter Rumi on, who's never been seen in the public eye, and she's so cute.
She has another kid.
She has two other kids.
When the hell did this happen?
She's always had Rumi and Sir.
Wait.
So anyway,
I don't know where I have been. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she's a little girl. She's like 7. She's on the stage in front of everyone. She's like, and she's
wait,
like,
was she pregnant with her?
No, I think she had surrogates, maybe.
Oh, maybe that's why. Okay, continue.
So she is so excited. She's doing a little dance routine or something. And then she's like looking at the audience, starts freaking out and smiling and like waving at everyone. And she's like having the best time. And everyone is, you know, such a nice, humble, sweet thing. And then she gets emotional and everyone's hugging. Everyone is being vile in the comments, calling her all these horrible things, saying that,
like what?
That she's autistic and she's mentally, she's like slow and all the, and like all this stuff. So like
Beyonce?
No, their daughter. And it's because Kanye tweeted about that, saying that the reason that like, kids are never shown is because they're both disabled and they're both or whatever. So then everyone's.
Who gives a fuck if they are? What the fuck?
I know, even if they are. I'm just saying, people are on the comments, like, being violently rude about it. And, like...
Oh, my God, I hate
like,
people.
It's fucking one sweet moment of this cute girl. Like, I only people that have hate in their heart would look at that and think that. I saw a girl who's fucking excited.
I hate when people make fun of kids. Like, make fun of the... If you don't
horrible.
Like, make fun of the apparent. But don't attack the fucking kids. That's gross.
Thank you. It was disgusting. And, like, this kid is just smiling. And as a new mom, it's like, if Wiggles... Maybe Wiggles will have a wonky eye one day. But it's like...
Yeah, maybe he'll have like 3 legs, like my first Rocky had.
Yeah,
my Rocky was disabled.
Yeah,
but that's gross. I hate that.
Yeah, but I think it's. I love that she's getting her kids involved because you know what? not only from a standpoint, because just showing the motherly side and the keeping of the family, it's exciting for those kids. And you know what? At the same time, as you know, Beyonce's getting them kids paid. So that Blue Ivy ain't just up there shaking a tail feather for fun. She's getting probably paid billions of dollars for this tour.
Oh, yeah, but even if she wasn't getting paid, like, your parents are billionaires. Like, girl, you are good.
I know, but she's setting the kids up for success so they have their money when they grow up.
Love that for her.
Do you think I can get Wiggles? I'm trying to get Wiggles a sponsorship.
We need to make Wiggles a page, and then you can make Wiggles make money.
I have a page for Wiggles, but like, I never post on it.
Yeah, that's like a thing. Like, Wiggles could be an influencer, and Wiggles can make more money than you, bitch.
I know, but I don't even post my own face in content. I'm not posting that, asshole.
I can't.
Oh, did you ever get your leash and collar that I sent you?
Oh my God, yes.
With Rocky's name.
Yeah, like, so freaking cute.
Can you take a picture of it and tag them?
Yes.
Thank you.
When I get home. All right, do you have any celeb gossip you want to talk about? Because I literally need to get off.
Jojo Siwa? She's not a lesbian. Jojo Siwa is not a lesbian anymore.
Wait. So I always knew that she wasn't going to stay a lesbian. Like, obviously, you know, she's bi. But I was like, this can't last for long. There's no way.
Well, she said, now she's saying, this is why I hate kids and young people. Sorry, everyone.
You're saying that.
I'm saying that. I hate young gay people. They're saying that
there goes half
they're not community. Gay anymore. They're not lesbian because they're queer. Because queer now means you can, like, you know, it can anything goes type thing. So she doesn't want to be labeled into a box. Queer makes it you can just do anything the fuck you want and call it queer now. Making your own sexuality.
It's like a
queer is the non-binary of sexual preferences. That's what it is.
Okay.
I think it's stupid. You just pick a lane, bitch.
As a gay man, you hate that.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, it's an old, you know, back in my day, we could get killed for being gay and arrested. And
literally.
And have stones thrown at you. Like, that's why it's called Stonewall, because we used to get stones thrown at us.
Yes.
And so I we paved the way for you to even have a fucking opinion or make your new fucking word up, bitch. Get in line. And they just, like, they're so entitled, these young kids, like, you know, like, oh, it's be who you are. It's good that you're out and proud and you're standing for your cause. But fucking show put some respect on my name, bitch.
He said what she said.
Will you go on the Traitors, Spooky, if they ask you?
They asked me like 4 times already.
Bitch, why haven't you done it? That's my favorite show.
Why would I leave my children in film for 2 months straight?
Oh, it's for
I'd rather die. I'd rather die. And they keep asking me Big Brother. I'm like, I love you guys so much, but I will never do it. I'm sorry.
Well, make her do it.
I would never do it.
Can we go to one house together? Would you go if I went?
No, you can go.
But I'm not pretty yet to go on Celebrity Big Brother. I have to go on the regular flavored one.
Well, start working, bitch.
You better work, bitch.
There's just no way.
It takes that long?
Yeah. It's literally like old school filming of like Jersey Shore. Like, you're in the house, you're stuck, you can't leave, no electronics.
Oh, like, no, bring that.
Yeah, fuck that. And they don't even.
Oh, yeah, Dorinda told me they take your phones away at Traders.
Yeah, we can't do that.
You're a mother, you can't get your phone taken away.
I would never do that. I would never do it. So, sorry, kids. I know you would love to see me on there, but I cannot.
Should we tell them that you are going to be returning for the All Stars season of Dancing with the Stars?
Oh my God, imagine.
Would you know what I'm saying? If they did an All-Stars cat thing and they wanted you to move, would do it again, would you?
Well, I don't think I would be a part of the All-Stars because I wasn't, like, the best dancer. But if they did ask me, of course. Dancing with the Stars was, like, one of the best things I've ever done in my entire life.
Do you remember when Jenny did a high dive competition?
Yeah, and then she backed out last minute. She's like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
It's happening! It's happening.
I talked to Jenny this weekend because I was in the airport.
You can.
In the center, there was a Cultural City Sensory Room, and I walked in there. The person I was with was like, "You can't go in there." I was like, "No, it's like not appropriate." I said, "No, this is my friend owned this," and I walked into the Cultural City room.
My friend owns this.
And they were texting me. I said, "Do I have permission to go in there and lay down and take a nap?"
What they say?
I deleted it before they can see because I thought that's, like, you know, that I didn't want them to feel obligated to tell me they could sleep in their sensory room. But
I feel like you would get in trouble.
I'm not doing stolen valor. Oh, Stranger Things is coming back.
Stranger Things.
The first trailer for Stranger Things, season 5, drops May 31st.
Nice. What is that even about now?
The final season. You know,
I forget how these things leave off, because I feel like it takes forever to come back. And then once they're back, I'm like, wait, like, what just happened?
Is 11 back?
Yes.
Does she have to shave her head again?
No.
Oh, my God.
She has her hair.
But yeah, that's what happens. Things like that go away for so long that people don't remember what the fuck happened.
I know. That's why I hate these freaking shows. And that's why I like waiting for it, and then I'll binge it later.
Euphoria is coming back. And it's like everyone's, what it's going to be. They're going to be like all 48 and in a wheelchair. It's in 6 years. They're still in high school.
Are they still in high school, or did they graduate?
I don't even know. I don't think anyone graduated. I think everyone died, didn't they?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, someone really did die. But the show, someone died for real. And then someone really did, that person died in the show, and then he died in real life.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember Euphoria. But I do know that I loved it, and it's such a good show. So I'll be watching, I feel. Oh, and the new season of You is out.
You know, I stopped watching that. After the second season, I couldn't get into it. Because it's, maybe because he talks so slow, and I got fed.
I remember you saying you didn't really get into it.
I used to. The first two, I loved. The first one, when he worked at the grocery store, and then the bookstore was right by my old house. So I liked the first.
But yeah, the first one's always the best.
I got to get into it. But the last season, does he have a new, it's the same thing, new city. I'm going to start watching it again. I need to find things. There's a new movie coming out May 1st. I've been waiting for it to come out forever because I want to hate watch it. Is Another Simple Favor. So A Simple Favor with Blake Lively, that problem maker.
Blake Lively.
So there's a new version of it, but it doesn't come out until May 1st.
Did you see them on the red carpet? And she's like playing with her hair and like, ha ha ha, and like laughing, like trying to not look like a mean girl.
She's a bitch. I don't know what happened, but everyone hates her and I do too.
I'm like, calm down. But I'm definitely going to watch it. I mean, of course I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I have to. I need all new shows. Oh, Jen McCabe.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the case.
Oh, my God. Have you seen what's going on?
Please tell me.
Well, the car, they went over there. The court all got on the bus and they went to a field trip. They all went over to 34 Fairview to view the house. And
yeah, the jury.
The lady's car was there. Again, Jerry's car was there. And they were all viewing.
Over that.
I'm excited they get to do that. Like, do you think they get to go back to the murder? Oh, that was a murder section. But like in other murders, I never knew they went on field trips.
Yeah, they always do because they have to see like the they have to like see or like paint a picture of what happened.
Oh my God.
How fun.
Well, I was telling this story earlier. There's some scandals because there's like someone staged something on the property that wasn't there before. And like they did it like only for when the people went in viewing. There was like a rock, like a pointy, big, huge, like boulder rock that was never there before, like all the years before.
They staged it.
No, listen, and it was never there like this week. Like this week, it wasn't there the week, like the night before, it wasn't there. And the day after, it was gone. And it's a rock that says Albert's on it. Like it painted, like your kids would paint it, like a big rock and paint it with like hand paint, finger paints. And it says Albert on it. The Alberts haven't lived there in fucking 5 years or 2 or 3 years or whatever. So they moved out. Why would the other people have someone else's name on a rock right where that could have been? So someone had to have planted there. So maybe people think that he could have hit his head on the rock.
Shade.
So someone's doing some sketchy shit.
I hope she. I hope she's found innocent because I really don't think she did it.
I don't either. I want to see those pigs fry.
All right. So when do we find out?
I mean,
like, how long is this trial?
It can go months.
Month.
I hope it's done soon. But get it over with. Get the misery over with. The facts are the facts. I never did a jury duty like that. Have you?
No, I never even been called for. No, that's not true. I was called for jury duty. But it was right after I had Giovanna, I think. And I was just, so I was talking to someone, I forget who it was. And they were like, you know, you can actually get out of this. And I'm like, how? Because I didn't want to go. And they said that if you're breastfeeding, you can have the doctor like write a note and say like, you can't leave your kid for a certain amount of time because they're breastfeeding. I was like, well, good thing I'm breastfeeding.
Oh, same. I'm also, my child's also nursing.
Yeah, you're a new mother and you're breastfeeding. So
I think I would actually like it though, not like a month worth of it, but if it's like maybe like a 2 week thing where I get to find someone guilty of murder, yes, I'd be all up in there. I'd be
yeah, forever. I feel like if it was like something like really good, like tax fraud, like I don't care, whatever.
No.
But like if it's a murder,
fine. I'm gonna fine.
Yeah, I feel like that would be fun.
A heist, like a heist or a murder or a. So, something. I'm so nosy and I would give my fucking 110% because I would get so invested in it. You know what I mean? Like if I was on this, I should be on the camera, but I don't know. I don't want to show fan favorites.
All right. Well, you hear him, government. Make sure Joey gets jury duty for murder case.
Give me something good. Like, I want to go there. Like, where was the body?
Show me.
Exhibit A. Wait, that's what I was going to say. Remember Jury Duty, the show?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. But, like, how are they going to do that? People already know so much about it.
It's not going to be court anymore. It's going to be something else.
Oh, imagine it's you. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, my God, I wish.
That'd be funny. That'd be so funny.
You get a shot of my own Truman story. Truman thing. Well, Nicole, I have to tell you something.
This has been lovely.
T-H-B-L. T-H-B-L. This has been lovely. We have to make that merch. Can we make merch again?
Yeah, we can make merch.
I want to say T-B-H-L. This has been lovely. What are the words? Hashtag W-T-H-B-L.
Yeah, you got it.
Say that 5 times. I think it should be hashtag that in the big square font. That's cute.
This has been lovely.
This has been lovely. Thank you for joining us on our program.
I love you, bitches. I have to go drink some mimosas with Mickey, but I'm going to have a fabulous weekend, and I hope you guys too. Joey, go get turned somewhere.
Well, chin up, panties down, girls. Everything's just fine. Keep your hole and your heart open.
It's happening.